Hello, Eloise Ansell here, and welcome to Intuition Talks podcast. So, I was thinking this week about how much practice we need to put in with anything to be good at it. Yep, natural talent does come into things, but even if there's natural potential and talent there, we still need to put the hours in to get excellent or awesome at something. You know, we can be good straight away, but with the practice, we learn and master all aspects of something. And it's no different with the intuition. So I've spoken before about how much time we need to put into things. But it is always good to reflect on this, because we can give ourselves such a hard time when we're not perfect at something straight away. Now, in Outliers, which is the story of success by Malcolm Gladwell, highly, highly great book. It goes into lots of different areas and explains how people have spent a lot of time practicing something before they've had their, in quotes, overnight success. And the one story in this book that I always reflect back to when I'm teaching is about the Beatles. So the Beatles, obviously a massive band, but very unknown unless you're a massive fan and study them, or you've read this book in particular and seen it, is how much they practiced together before they became a big hit. So they were actually, weirdly, back in the day, and we're talking about 1957, they started playing with each other. Playing with each other sounds wrong, doesn't it? But playing together. And they got invited to Hamburg in Germany, and they used to play in strip clubs. So these were basically sex clubs that they played in. And they were used to play for hours and hours and hours a day. So they played up to 8 hours in a day. And like, if you look at the stats here, they travelled 5 times to Hamburg between 1960 and the end of 1962. On the first trip, they played 106 nights for 5 hours or more. On their second trip, they played 92 times. And on their third trip, they played 48 times for a total of 172 hours on stage. The last two gigs in November and December of 62 involved another 90 hours of performing. So they performed for 270 nights in just over a year and a half. So by the time they'd finished that burst, they played live an estimated 1,200 times. 1,200 times. Isn't that mental? So we look at a band like the Beatles that were, you know, they had great chemistry, they worked really well together, and they had that click, and, you know, they were massive, people loved them. And yet, look at all that hard work they put in the beginning. Hour after hour after hour of playing together. So, you know, when you play, do anything for a while, that intuition seeps in, you know, greater creativity comes in, you gel as a team. And for me, this, you know, when we're talking about the intuition, I always see it as our best friend, and we need to kind of gel with it. We need to put the hours in to work with it and really imbue it. So, you know, this is a theme I keep coming back to as well, because quite often when people are coming to me to work on their intuition, they get frustrated, they get despondent of not getting the perfect answer straight away. But it's the persistence that goes into it, as well as the trust. I was doing a session the other day for a young girl in Japan, and in the session it came up that she had a electronic plug, like a circuit board plug, just to the left side of her bed. And her mum came back, apologies if I've shared this story before recently, but her mum came back saying, oh, I don't think there's anything there. And then when she looked, she'd forgotten there was a plug right on the left-hand side of her bed. So, the fact that I can take my mind and look at that, or that piece of information come into my intuition, is because I've done my 10,000 hours working in that way. Now, as far as my intuition is concerned, there's things that I haven't practiced at all, and I probably wouldn't be great at. And, you know, it's something, you know, there's loads of ways that I could work with mine, but I've worked with it specifically around doing healing sessions and looking at the priorities of that. So that's where I've done my 10,000 hours. So that's where I can trust it. Okay, it's still not going to be 100% accurate. I'm still going to get times when I go, ooh, is this right? But I'm going to go with it anyway and say it, because my intuition needs to know that it's got that one chance to give me the answer. So what's your 10,000 hours? What have you done 10,000 hours at in your life? You know, there's always something that we quite a lot of us have done. That could be reading. You know, you could have read for more than 10,000 hours in your lifetime and be very efficient at reading quickly. Or maybe you write a lot. So treat your intuition like that. Find that time every day, or find an activity that you can do where you can utilize and tap into your intuition more naturally. So that could be playing sports, playing music, dancing, doing something that's a little bit more creative. That would be a great way of bringing the intuition in and really enhance it, and practice, and just be kind of set your intent before you do this activity that you want your intuition to be there, to be guiding you, to be helping you and supporting you and telling you that next step all the time before you should be looking for that information, and see what happens. Just play with it. We really have to have a sense of play and come to it like little kids. And there's so much joy to be had when we're working from this more heart space. It is delicious. So that's the thought in my head for today. Short and sweet. So anything you want me to talk about, drop me an email, info@eloiseansell.com, and I'll catch up with you next week. Bye.